In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today the Church is remembering the day of the beheading of St. John the Baptist. The beheading, as you have heard in the Gospel reading yesterday and today, yesterday from St. Matthew and today from St. Mark, the account of it, well, it was, he was put in jail because he had reprimanded and told the Herod, he is the son of the Herod that had killed the 14,000 little babies trying to kill Christ. And his son had fallen in love, so-called, or was enticed by the beauty of the wife of his own brother. And the brother was still alive, and he had a child from his wife, a daughter, and the Herod took her away, and the wife, and married him. And St. John said, "It is a terrible thing, and it's quite unlawful for you to do that. You cannot do that." And the Herodias, lover, that's what you can call her, I guess. She has had so much hate for St. John that she wanted him to be killed to stop him telling the truth about how unlawful it is, the union together. But the Herod decided that if he would do that, then the people could rebel against him, because in this Gospel reading of today we hear that he actually liked St. John and did many things and listened to him and did many good things because of his preaching. Yet of course he couldn't take the accusation of that he was unlawfully took away the wife of his brother, my beloved. So he did put him in jail, and he stayed in jail for a long time. And in jail, from jail, he sent the disciples, we also know from the Gospel, to Christ and asked if he was actually a Messiah. Of course, he knew it, but he wanted to make sure that his disciples know about that. But how did it happen that he was beheaded, when we just heard that Herod didn't want to kill him because he was afraid of the people? He wasn't afraid of God, but he was afraid of the people. And so, my beloved, what happened is that he had a birthday, like they say, party in America. Well, they had, in the evening, had a big shindig going on, where they had gathered all the nobilities and all the rulers of the army and so on, and they had a big feast over there. They were drinking and eating and all kinds of things, and they had filled with the gluttony and with drunkenness. In the meantime, the daughter of Herodia, she had came out and started to dance for them. And of course, the dance was a passionate type of a dance that probably can be matched with the junk that's going on today in this world. As Vodica, the Metropolitan, would have said, that how terrible the immorality is of today with these women that are trying to entice a man into all kinds of sins. Well, the passion with the drunkenness that was already in Herod had taken over in him, watching that woman prancing, or the so-called dancing, making a fool of the image of God. And he was so pleased, and everybody there, they were all pleased with such a performance, that he said to the daughter of his of the wife of his brother, he says, "Ask me anything you want and I'll give it to you, even up to half a kingdom." And he swore to her that this was he's going to do. And she didn't know what to ask for. She went to her mother. The mother said, her ask for the head of John the Baptist to put to bring it there on the platter. And she went to the Herod and told him, and Herod ordered for the head to be brought. And the executioner went to the jail and chopped off the head of St. John the Baptist and put it on a platter, gave it to the girl, and she brought it into that place where they had that big celebration. And the blood was coming off from the head of St. John the Baptist, and then to everybody's amazement and fear and trembling, all of a sudden the head started to speak, and St. John the Baptist was speaking through his head beheaded. His mouth opened up and he started to speak and again tell Herod that he did a terrible crime by taking away the wife of his brother. And as he was speaking, of course, the party was over. They've never seen something like that, that the head that's been beheaded all of a sudden is speaking and reprimanding Herod. But the woman that was dancing, she took the head to the mother, and the head continued, St. John continued to tell her off that what she did is a terrible thing. And she took a needle and stuck it in the tongue of St. John and made her try to do terrible things. And finally, she buried him in her garden in a terrible, bad place where nobody would take her, because she was afraid if the head would be taken and connected to the body that he could resurrect, he could be resurrected, and then he would continue to reprimand them for their behavior. My beloved, as we know from the story with Herod, went into disfavor to the emperor, and he kicked him off from his thing. He had a first a war with the father of the girl that was born from his brother, and he had lost the war, and he was in a total he was exiled, and then finally exiled to another place. And his daughter, or the daughter of her brother, to be correct, the daughter of the brother went across a river for some need, and the ice broke through, and she fell in and got caught by her neck in the ice, and it was moving, and with a big current there, and the legs, it was moving there underneath as if she was dancing, but she was stuck with her head by the ice, and finally the ice cut off her head, and some of the servants or somebody brought the head over to Herod on the platter also of his lover's daughter. And they all perished. The vengeance of God didn't allow them to continue to enjoy their life here after what they have done. Because Herod also, as you know, he had ridiculed and laughed at the Lord when he was sent by Pilate to him. And my beloved, what lessons can we hear, do we have here? Well, first of all, we have to understand, we have to watch our body, for the body not to entangle us in all kinds of feasts, of all kinds of gluttony, and the drunkenness, and all things like that. We look at the prophet John. The prophet John, that was even in the womb of his own mother, he already rejoiced when he felt because of the grace of God, because he felt the presence of the Messiah, that came in, and they're still being, not being born from the Virgin Mary. And my beloved, then he went into a desert, and after he was miraculously saved from the soldiers that wanted to kill him, as all the other little babies, he was taken to a mountain, and they engulfed him together with his mother and saved them. But after 40 days, the mother had passed away, and St. John was fed and taken care of by angels. And then he went to a desert and spent lots of time in the desert until he came out to preach about the coming of Christ begging people to repent of their sins. And many of them did. Hundreds and hundreds of them were coming to him for baptism to repent of their sins. They confessed their sins and repented, and then he was baptizing them. And the Lord came himself, and he asked for baptism. Of course, he couldn't hear of it because he knew that it was the Messiah. And then he said, I need to be baptized of you. But the Lord had ordered him to do so. And he baptized the Lord, and then to show the other people that he was the Messiah, the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove came down upon Jesus Christ. It's not that he wasn't with him all the time. He was, but this was for the people to show, to see that he was the Messiah. And St. John the prophet told him, the Lord said that he is the greatest man that was ever born of a woman on this earth. And it truly is so, that we have to, my beloved, we have to recognize it, that he's standing right next to the Lord, and one on the right side stands the mother, the Theotokos, the mother of God, and on the left side Saint John the Baptist is standing, and in the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, let's cry out to him more often. Let's try to copy, at least in a little tiny bit, his life, and to not to allow our body to take over and to make us think that this life is only here. We have to pamper our body, and we have to feed ourselves with all kinds of delicacies and all kinds of things just for enjoyment, and that we should be drinking also until we feel that we are tipsy or even more than that. And of course, this is a big no-no for Orthodox Christians. We should never become drunk, because this is a big sin. And if we ever do that, what happens is the devil just has a free entrance into our heart. And then through the drunkenness, he makes the people who ask to commit all kinds of crimes. As you know, most of the people, they lose their virginity because of the drunkenness, because it says in the scripture that the wine brings to fornication. And this is true, my beloved. We got to believe it. So we have to be very careful how much wine we're allowed, how much wine we can use. Today, as a holiday that's considered, because St. John not only was a prophet and he told the people about the coming of the Lord here on earth, but he went, after he was beheaded, he went to hell to be able to tell all the people that the greatest joy. And finally, the Messiah had come. He is already on earth, and very soon their terrible life that they have in the Hades, that is going to be over soon. He will come and free them. My beloved, let's recognize that this life is nothing but a little part of a second, maybe, compared to the eternal life, and that our life should be trying to take care of our soul, which is eternal, to try to help the soul to purify itself, to be able to be with the Lord. And our body, that body has to become the temple of the Lord. This is what the Lord is telling us that we have to do. And my my beloved, to do that, we have to believe that there is the life after death, and that our life here is a fleeting moment, that we shouldn't pay that much attention, but the main attention should be at the for the kingdom of heaven. Look for the kingdom of heaven first, everything else will be given to you. May our prophet and forerunner and baptizer of Christ, may he help us to get serious about our salvation, and so that we can finally be able to make it to be in the heaven with him and all the rest of the heavenly dwellers. Amen.